Real quick before we get started, I just want to thank everybody that has been downloading and responding and supporting this show. I can't tell you what it means to me. And there's a new way to support the Ministry of Hemp podcast and Ministry of Hemp. Head to patreon.com/Ministry of Hemp, where you can become a monthly supporter of the show, helping us fight the good fight. I'll tell you more about it in the middle of this episode. But thanks again to everybody, and check us out on patreon.com. I'm Matt Baum, and this is the Ministry of Hemp podcast, brought to you by ministryofhemp.com, America's leading advocate for hemp and hemp education. We talk a lot about CBD here on the show, and adding CBD to your daily regimen can be tough, not because it's well, yeah, I guess it can be hard to find. But the good news is you can go to sites like ministryofhemp.com, check our top brands, and find great places to get high-quality CBD. The tough part can be understanding how to take it. Different labels say different things. They have milligrams on them. They have percentages of CBD. If it's an oil, can I put it on food? Should I put it under my tongue? If it's a pill, how many do I take? What do I need? It can all be really confusing. But one of the products we're going to talk about today is taking a lot of that confusion out of it and just allowing you to pour a powdered version into a drink, which is really cool if you're an athlete or just somebody that goes to the gym and doesn't enjoy being sore afterwards. Today on the show, I'm going to sit down with Laurel Angelica Myers. She's the co-founder and CEO of Prima. Prima is a fantastic example of a transparent company that is doing it right. They're one of our top brands, and they've got a whole line of amazing CBD-related products, one of which is a new powdered supplement that you just add to your coffee or your water or just about anything else you're drinking. It's very cool, and I'm excited for you guys to hear about it. But first, speaking of athletes, let's talk about the Olympics for a minute. If you live in the Midwest like I do, it's February and you're currently freezing. Summer probably seems like it's a whole year away, but it's coming, and so are the Summer Olympics. And along with the Olympics come some changes to the world anti-doping regulations. Most notably, they have dropped CBD from their no-no list. So athletes can now look to CBD for benefits in relaxation, in anxiety, when both competing and training. You may remember back in episode 18, shameless plug for my own show, when I was talking about Megan Rapinoe, the U.S. women's soccer star that started a CBD company with her sister. She's been pushing very hard, along with a lot of other athletes, to get professional sports to also allow CBD usage. And so far, the response hasn't been great. But seeing the Olympics, specifically the World Anti-Doping Agency, who is famous for banning athletes that used chemicals that are by no means performance enhancing. This is huge news and a gigantic step for CBD becoming a legitimate part of athletes' training regimen. I'm not saying the MLB, NFL, NHL, and everybody else is just going to change their tune overnight, but news like this definitely makes it harder for them to keep CBD on their banned substance list. So don't be surprised if you see U.S. Olympians applying CBD topicals to sore muscles or adding supplements and tinctures to their sports drinks. And really, it's only a matter of time until professional athletes like golfer Bubba Watson, who signed his own CBD endorsement deal, is using CBD on the links to ease that anxiety on that 3-foot putt. Sadly, it's going to take a little more than CBD to help with my own golf game, but what can you do? And now my conversation with Laura Angelica Myers. Why don't we start off with a definition of the word bioavailability?
Sure. So bioavailability is the rate at which your body can access and absorb something into the body system.
Okay. And I'm asking you to start with that because it's one of the most important things when we're dealing with any type of CBD. Prima has a new product that is basically a powder that you can pour into your coffee or your water and get your CBD supplement. What's the science behind this? How is this working? Because from my experience, I've seen CBD bonded with MCT oil or bonded with other fats and placed in sugars. How's it working in a dry form like this?
Great question. So I'm going to take a step back and explain some of these steps before we get to the dry powder form.
Perfect.
As you noted, bioavailability is really important because if you don't have good bioavailability on an ingredient, your body's not going to be able to absorb as much of it to be as effective as possible.
Sure.
So you could have a beautiful, expensive ingredient, but if it's not optimized, then in many ways, it's a waste of money, right? It's going in your body one end, out the other.
Right.
So when thinking about how to solve that problem, because there's a lot of different ways to solve it, you'll see a lot of dissolutions in oil. And what that does is it helps break down the CBD molecules into smaller sizes so that by making it smaller, it's easier to absorb. But that's only one part of the process. Just the fat encapsulation itself won't help. Think of it like oil and water, right? Your body is 90% water. When you make a salad dressing and you put down the vinegar, which is water-based, and then the oil, what happens?
Separates.
They do not mix.
Yeah.
Right? They don't play nice. They separate. And then what happens when you actually mix the dressing together through this agitation is what you call emulsification. And that's the most important step in making something bioavailable is you have to create this suspension of emulsification that essentially tricks your body into thinking it's water.
Right.
Essentially what you do is you find a molecule that one side of it loves water and the other side of it loves oil. And it then becomes essentially the middleman that takes those two things and binds them together.
Okay.
So all of that is done in a liquid, right? So you're blending this into liquid form. And then what makes it into a powder is simply a drying process. Right. And the reason that we did that is because it's extremely shelf stable. It's much more flexible because you can mix it into a variety of different things. And it's much easier to dose that way because you can have single serving individual packets, which we found is really important for people who are living busy lifestyles. Right.
Right.
And people want the convenience and the ease of, I know I want exactly this much and I want it at this time. Right. You can throw one in your bag when you're traveling on the plane or one before bed. If you don't have it in some type of an easy, measurable format, it's one more layer of complexity.
Sure. I know I've been using it in the mornings. I've been using the Go-To. And then recently, I really liked it, by the way. And I ran out of that recently.
Awesome.
So I've switched to the Brain Fuel before I go to work. And I've definitely found, I've taken tinctures. I've taken lots of different CBD. I've definitely found that the way this hits me is a little different than in a tincture.
Yeah.
Is that because of the delivery process? Because of the dried powder aspect of it?
It's not necessarily the dryness of the powder. It's around that the microencapsulation system that's actually delivering the molecules to your body. So we could have done it in a liquid. We could have done it in a powder. For us, that's really around what was going to be the most convenient from a consumer standpoint. But it's around that encapsulation process, which is the most important piece. And what that means is you are feeling the effects and the benefits almost immediately. It's pretty rapid in how quickly you'll be able to feel that.
Yeah, like I've been doing it with water because I have a bad habit of just drinking coffee in the morning and I'm trying to drink more water. So this is...
I feel you.
This
it is
encouraged
my kryptonite.
That.
It is probably the thing I'm worst at in life.
Yeah, I know. And it's terrible. It's like, but I'm not thirsty at all. I've had 15 cups of coffee. It's not great for you, you know? So
Exactly.
How did you guys choose the flavors that you're using in these? Because I've noticed, I mean, I guess whenever you see a powdered, powder that you add to a beverage, you expect fruit or lemon lime or something like this. These aren't like that at all. They're very, I'm trying to, earthy, I guess is the way that I would put it. They're sort of light and reserved. Why did you guys choose those kind of flavors?
Well, I'll give you a really easy logical answer because that's the flavor of the herbs that we're combining with the hemp extract to deliver the benefit.
That makes perfect sense, I guess.
So what we did, one of the core fundamental parts of our product line isn't just the broad spectrum hemp CBD, but it's looking at other synergistic botanicals that you can pair with the CBD to really elevate and amplify the benefit you're trying to deliver. So when you look at something like sleep, right, combining chamomile, hops, valerian, passion flower, these things that are really going to help induce that state of calm,
right?
That, you know, the feeling of the heavy eyelids, right, to help ease you into sleep. And when you pivot and pair it with the adaptogens and nootropics that are in Brain Fuel, we've got ashwagandha, rhodiola. Those are things that are really going to help drive a lot of that blood flow to your brain and give you that really energized, focused feeling. A lot of those herbs and botanicals have inherent flavors in and of themselves. So specifically the Brain Fuel, it does taste very earthen,
yeah.
I think is a good description.
Yeah.
It almost has like a nutty component. I sort of like to equate it to a red tea.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it has like a tea aspect, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. It pairs really well with nut milks and even cocoa. It has some notes of cacao in there, which I think is interesting. But what we did is we did add some bitterness blockers using a natural mushroom extract, because a lot of these herbs can taste very, very, no pun intended, dirty.
Yeah.
Like, literally like, you know what I mean?
Like that same kind of flavor that people experience when they taste like cilantro. Like I love the flavor, but there are people that taste it and they get that dirt flavor in their mouth.
Yeah. So what we've done is we've really embraced the natural flavor of the herbs, but we've tried to balance it out to make it a bit more palatable and really help round it out. It's not a flavored beverage. It's not, you know, like a berry flavored boost that you add to your drink. It's an herbal mix. And we intentionally didn't include any sweeteners. So there's no stevia, there's no sugar, there's none of that in there because we wanted it to be extremely helpful and also really flexible and versatile, right? Not everybody wants that experience when they're, you know, looking for a healthful beverage.
Can I ask, is the process that you're doing to the herbs, like the first ones you named were in the sleepy time one, is that process similar to what you do to the CBD?
No, it's a little bit different. So a lot of the herbs we're taking as pure herb extract.
Okay.
And a lot of them don't have the same bioavailability challenges that CBD does. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen a CBD extract, but it comes out almost as a really, really thick crystallized honey.
Really?
So it's very difficult. Yeah. It's pretty wild. It's really viscous. It's very oily, very different than a lot of these other herbal extracts, which are often already in powder form as the raw extract itself.
Huh. Interesting. And are you using the same CBD that you're using in this dry product in like other Prima products? Is it the same exact stuff?
Yeah. It is. It is. We have a single origin source up in Oregon and we control our supply chain, and it's absolutely the same that we use across our whole portfolio. That being said, it is going to vary. It's an agricultural crop product from lot to lot. So you may have one harvest of hemp that has a different terpene profile than another harvest of hemp. So there is some natural variability within each of those batches of the hemp extract. And that's just due to its natural nature, you know, and we're not working with an isolate. An isolate would be, you know, just the CBD molecule. We're working with a broad spectrum extract that includes terpenes and flavonoids and some of the other fatty acids. And because of that, there's a bit more variability to it.
Okay. And when you add other, you know, herbs and whatnot in there, you get an even fuller spectrum, if you will, I guess.
Yeah.
That's
exactly. Yeah.
Now, this might be a stupid question. Does adding it to a hot liquid versus a cold liquid make any difference?
Not particularly, but just as with herbal teas, you don't want to add it to boiling water, right? That's going to have a fairly bitter flavor and it's going to compromise the quality of some of the ingredients.
Okay.
Like with a green tea, you're not supposed to pour piping hot boiling water. You let it cool for a minute and then pour it on top. But that doesn't really make a huge impact. It's just going to make more of an impact on the flavor profile and the kind of robustness of it.
Let's take a quick break to hear from Ministry of Hemp Editor-in-Chief Kit O'Connell to tell you about our new Ministry of Hemp Patreon. Kit, take it away.
Hi, this is Kit O'Connell. I'm the Editor-in-Chief at Ministry of Hemp. I hope you're enjoying the Ministry of Hemp podcast and the articles we've been publishing recently. But today I want to talk to you about the newest way that you can support what we do. So So we're launching a Patreon at patreon.com/ministryofhemp. And this Patreon will help our readers and fans contribute to what we do. With your help, we'll be able to make our podcast and produce even more great articles about science and information about hemp and CBD. We'll publish more recipes and more guides. We'll be able to work with more journalists, chefs, and authors of all kinds. Not only that, but by joining our Patreon, you'll become a hemp insider. We're launching a special newsletter just for our patrons. Each month, we'll work with experts and advocates and other industry professionals to give you an inside look at hemp and offer you ways to help the return of our favorite plant nationwide. To get access to this new newsletter, you can donate any amount on our Patreon, even as low as $3 a month. For a few dollars more, we'll send you some Ministry of Hemp stickers and even samples of our favorite CBD products. If you join before February 15th at $25 or more, we'll give you a Ministry of Hemp t-shirt as well. So if you love hemp and the work that we're doing at the Ministry of Hemp, I hope you'll support us. You can join at patreon.com/ministryofhemp. That's patreon.com/ministryofhemp, which is all one word. Thanks.
Laurel, I want to thank you for being so upfront about the process and whatnot. A lot of people may have said, well, that's company secrets or whatever. I was thinking about how you said we didn't make this berry flavored. Like, you could have made this taste like Kool-Aid, but in keeping that sort of herbal flavor, it feels more real, I guess. I don't know. That might sound silly, but I also very much like that I know exactly how much CBD I'm getting. What was the decision there?
Part of it is that there are so many options out there, and it's really hard to know who to trust in the CBD space. There's no shortage of brands. There's no shortage of products. This is why you're doing what you're doing, right? You guys sit here and you vet and you review to help customers find the right choices for them.
Absolutely.
I would say, you know, for us, it's everything sort of soup to nuts. It's the entire design and experience of the product. Is this doing what it needs to do, right? Is this actually working? And actually working starts with, where is my ingredient coming from?
Right.
Is it high quality? Is it extracted in a quality and standardized way? Is that ingredient then optimized in a product that's going to get me what I want? Because how you get the CBD, you know, onto your skin, for example, is going to be different than what you want it to do when you're taking it orally.
Of course.
And you want to make sure that it's really optimized for both of those experiences, whether you're looking to balance your skin because you're dealing with, you know, some skin redness or other skin challenges, or because you're feeling a little bit crazed with your day-to-day stress and you just, your body needs a breath of fresh air.
Right.
Two very different things. And I think one of the things that we do really differently is our science and our science-led approach. All of our products are doctor formulated. So it's not just, do we know how to make a quality product, but we're working with doctors on looking at the ingredients, looking at the effect we're trying to have and the problem we're trying to solve, and making sure that we are using really efficacious plant-based botanicals to help drive that impact. So it's not marketing. It's certainly backed by science. It's the standards we use, right? It's not just the standard we have for hemp, but our entire formula. Is it a clean formula? Is it free of neurotoxins and carcinogens and all of these things? You know, we actually have standards that are stricter than the EU.
Wow.
Which is something that's really important to note, because in the U.S., we don't have fantastic standards, certainly around cosmetics and the topical category. I think the U.S. has only banned, you know, somewhere between 10 and 15 chemicals for use in personal care. The EU has banned over 1,500. We have a list of over 3,000 ingredients we won't use in any of our topical products.
That's amazing.
And we're very passionate about that. So it's not just the CBD and the source of the CBD and the quality and the efficacy of the design, but the overall safety and quality of the total product. And at the end of the day, is this something that consumers need, right? How
right.
is this solving a problem for me? One of the challenges that we sort of certainly feel with the tincture space is people don't know how to take it. They're already confused by CBD.
Yes.
They don't know what it does, what it doesn't do, how to take it. And now you're giving them a product that is also confusing on top of that.
Yep.
How do I take this oil? Do I put it in my coffee? Do I swallow it? Do I put it under my tongue? How much do I take? It's really confusing. And that additional confusion means people are probably not going to take it correctly, and then they're not going to get the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're not going to believe that CBD works. which is a big problem. So by solving the format, that does a huge, huge service to changing people's perception on what a powerful ingredient this can be when taken in the right way, in a way that's easy for them.
Is that where the idea for this started initially, with the whole idea of just like, how can we take a single shot of CBD, tell someone exactly what is in there, and make it super easy to deliver? Is that where this came from?
Yeah, I think it was a big pain point that we saw, that we ourselves as consumers and a lot of the people that we knew were feeling super confused.
Right.
And I watched how people were using them, and they weren't using them correctly. And it was a really big challenge. And I heard a lot of people say, oh, CBD doesn't work for me. And then when you start to dig a little bit and understand why, there are so many ways where it could go south and not working for that person. And so one of our big goals was, how do we make this easy? How do we make this something that is portable? I can take it on the go.
Yeah.
I can put it in just about anything.
That's what I really like.
It's also it's a really nice experience, right? The go-to, what I love about it is it basically has a very light, almost cucumber type flavor. And that's just the flavor of the hemp itself. That's all you're tasting. And it's so benign. You can put it in your water. You can put it in your coffee, put it in anything. And it's so convenient.
Yeah, it really is.
And I think that convenience without sacrificing efficacy is really where the root of this is. And I think having also just the single serve, like have it on the go. I have three in my purse at any time, some in my desk, some at home in my kitchen. Like they're sort of wherever I'm going to be, and they're perfect.
Yeah, definitely. I will say I was skeptical at first just because I hadn't seen a CBD product delivered like this. And when they showed up at my house, like, well, let's just try it. And it was shortly before the holidays. And lo and behold, on New Year's Day, I found myself a little hungover. And so I started the day with the go-to as I have and put it right in my water and sucked down a pint of water. And I have to say, 30 minutes later, I did not feel bad at all. And it's something that I didn't notice maybe on a day-to-day basis. Like I noticed like, okay, yeah, I feel pretty good. This is all right. But I didn't notice it until I had like a correction take place, basically.
Yeah.
And it kind of shocked me. I really liked it. And I've been enjoying that aspect of, I know exactly what I'm getting, whether I'm dropping it in my coffee or I'm dropping it in the water that I'm trying to drink in the mornings. I think it's fairly brilliant. You had said earlier that it hits you very quickly. What is the difference between, I mean, obviously, other than it's administered, you know exactly what you're getting, but what is the difference between taking a tincture of the same amount and taking a dry product like this? Will the effects last longer, shorter? I mean, what's that like?
Yeah, it's not necessarily about the duration. It's about, I think, two pieces here. How quickly, but also how much, right?
Okay.
So if you're talking about 10 milligrams of A and 10 milligrams of B, they're not always created equal, right? So 10 milligrams of an oil, let's say you end up absorbing 2 to 8% of that versus, 10 milligrams of an optimized powder is going to be far, far greater. So I think there's a few different pieces here. And to answer your question regarding a tincture, it depends how you take it. If you put it in your food or in your coffee, then it's going to take probably, I don't know, let's call it an hour to really go through your digestive system and make its way. But at that point, it's getting fairly degraded by your digestive system as well. And your body's processing it in a different way, again, because it's oil as opposed to something that is water soluble. Whereas something that is water soluble is going to move through your body more quickly and get to where it needs to go more quickly. Now, certainly the tinctures that go underneath your tongue, the idea there is that it's much more rapid absorbing because it's actually not going through your stomach, right? It's going through your cell membranes in your mouth. But not everybody takes it that way, right? And even when you do that, doing that with an oil versus something that's been prepared in a different type of solution format is going to have different levels of bioavailability and optimization.
Sure. You're also still swallowing a lot of it at that point too. I mean, not all of it is absorbed.
Yeah.
So.
And I will say, look, the science here is still being done every single day. There was a study done probably about 2 years ago that was looking at the oral absorption. When I say oral, I mean you ingest it, versus oral mucosal, think under the tongue tincture of CBD, and which one is actually more beneficial. Forget bioavailability per se, but those two different delivery systems. And that particular study found that actually the oral format seemed to show greater promise than the tincture. But that was just one study, right?
Sure.
At the end of the day, what we know right now is that science is looking at this, studies are being done, people want to understand, and what we know also are, what are people's experience? Are they having a positive experience with this? Is this bringing what they want to their wellness routine? And I think for us, we're thrilled because people love our stick packs. I mean, they're like, people rave about them.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite quotes is that it felt like my body took a breath of fresh air. And I thought that was really beautiful because it does sort of describe that intangible experience that CBD can bring of regaining some of that balance that you didn't even know wasn't there in the first
Definitely.
Place until you get it back.
Definitely. I got to say, you guys made a fan out of me, and this is not an infomercial. This is just a podcast. But in fact, I'm going to beg you guys to send me some more of the go-to because I love it. So
I can do that.
That would be great. We've been talking about this product the whole time. Laurel, what is your background? Where did the CEO of Prima come from?
Great question. I am a lifelong learner. I am curious about all things and never really cease. I'm also a huge skeptic. So I will say,
that's good. That's real good.
When I was first looking at this space, I was like, I don't know, CBD seems like snake oil. This seems like, you know, a whole lot of hogwash. Like, I don't know if there's a there. And I definitely had my pretty skeptical glasses on as I was looking at this and first heard about this, you know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And then as I started to do the research and learn about the endocannabinoid system and learn about how it works, it was a pretty big moment of awakening for me. One, because I had no idea my body had this massive system
right.
that did all these things. And then I felt like, wow, I'm really neglecting it and also overtaxing it on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, for me, I've always been drawn to science. It's very fascinating, but I am an operational thinker at the end of the day. I spent the last 7 years before founding Prima at The Honest Company, overseeing the brand portfolio strategy and product development there. So I've developed personal care products, dietary supplements, diapers, wipes, makeup, you name it. I've got a fairly robust background in consumer product development. So
impressive.
That's where that comes from. And you know, you just sort of learn by doing and asking lots of questions and learning by getting your, you know,
just
get hands dirty.
Yeah. Getting your feet wet.
How
right?
it goes.
Yeah.
yeah. You know, I didn't want to go into like, you know, bypassing the liver and like,
right.
you know, membrane absorption. Cause like also, I mean, I'm also not a scientist by background, right? I
sure.
know this because I work with scientists. But that's certainly, you know, I'm not a chemist. I'm not a doctor.
Right.
I'm not those things, but I know how to surround myself with really smart people who do and who teach me and inform the decisions that we make to make sure that we're bringing the best products to market for our customers.
Which is super important. And I like the idea here of a smaller dose, you know exactly what's in it, which allows users to start low and go slow. And
go slow.
I think
exactly.
your product is an excellent introduction to it, this powdered product.
Yeah.
I think it's a fantastic introduction because like you said, you know exactly how much you're getting. I really like that aspect
of it. And the other component with that too, because this is so individualized, right? And everybody responds differently. Having that single serve measurable packet be in a level that you can experiment with and say, you know what? Today I'm going to do two. I'm going to do two in my coffee of that brain fuel because I feel like that's what I need.
Right.
Or I'm going to do half of one because I'm, you know, maybe 10 milligrams is too much for me. But when you have a pre-measured packet, that's really easy to go up and down and figure out what works for you. And that's the other piece of it as well, is giving people flexibility to have control over their own bodies.
Definitely.
And figure out what's going to work for them.
Laurel, thank you so much for your time today. This has been fantastic.
And you bet.
Huge thanks to Laurel and Prima for coming on the show and talking about their new product. Of course, you'll be able to find links to that in our show notes. And while you're at ministryofhemp.com, be sure to check out the review of their brain fuel supplement by our very own Drew De Los Santos. That about does it for another episode of the Ministry of Hemp podcast. We want to thank everybody who has been downloading, calling us, and supporting us. And like Kit said in the middle of the show, if you really want to show your support, check us out on patreon.com. I'll be posting Ministry of Hemp podcast extras there. We've got one for free, so you can check it out this time. It's just Laurel and I sort of rapping about the CBD business. And it didn't quite fit in our interview, but I thought it was still really good information. And I'm going to try and include more stuff like that weekly over at Patreon. So please check us out. Patreon.com/Ministry of Hemp. Over at ministryofhemp.com, you may have forgotten it is Valentine's Day this weekend, so check out our guide to the best CBD Valentine's Day gifts of 2020. Kit and the gang have put together a really cool list of stuff, including some delicious CBD chocolates from Incentive Gourmet. If you didn't hear my interview with David Little, CEO of Incentive Gourmet, check it out. It was last week. It was a lot of fun. If you want to get in touch with us at Ministry of Hemp, you can find us all over the place. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can even call us at 402-819-6417. Now, that's a phone line we reserve for your hemp questions. Maybe you want to learn more about what we talked about today or anything hemp-related. Call me, leave a message, and Kit and myself will answer your questions on the show. We've done a couple Q&A shows, and they're a ton of fun. I got another one coming up soon. We love to hear from you. And if you're too nervous to call, you can always email me, matt@ministryofhemp.com. At Ministry of Hemp, we believe an accessible world is a better world for everybody. So you can find a complete written transcript of this episode in the show notes. Next time on the show, we're going to be talking about taking hemp and wellness education straight to the people. So I hope you tune in. But until then, remember to take care of yourself, take care of others, and make good decisions, will you? This is Matt Baum with the Ministry of Hemp podcast, signing off.